I have loved you.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I'm talking about an abundance, and I'm just decreeing and declaring. I don't want to get ahead of myself because we got a New Year's Eve service that we call Ignite, and we got a whole nother service that's coming on this next Sunday when we step into the new. But I want to just give you a little peek. God's going to blow your mind in 2023. God's going to blow your mind in 2023. The world may be in despair, and we go through times of despair, but let me tell you something. We're not going to stay there forever.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Joy to the World. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 14.
That is Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 14. Let us get into the word and let's get ready for our youth program that will kick off at 9:45. The Bible reads, the scripture reads like this: while they were there, the time came for the babe to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, or glad tidings of great joy." Notice that, of great joy, that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in clothes, or swaddling clothes, the King James says, living or lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, help me say it together, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. I want to share with you a two-part message starting with this title today in our early service, Joy to the World. Father, I give you praise for the greatest, the best thing that could ever happen to mankind, and that is a Savior was born. And I pray that this message would communicate the opposite of despair, which is joy, and how your plan for our lives has been so set that we would not live a life of regret, a life of depression, a life of anger and denial, but that our lives would ascend into the realm of joy, even joy to the entire world. Help me to articulate your plan. Help us to remember and celebrate the truest, the best gift ever, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. And help us not to become so secular in our thoughts as the world moves away from the light. Help us to draw closer to the light and make Jesus a part of the platform, even the chief cornerstone of our faith in the home, in the family, in the community. Let it be the core of our ministry. Let it be a part of the committed. Let the uncommitted become a part, be drawn in to the committed group. Pull it out of our congregation and our congregation out of the community that we live. And help our community to save, our communities to be restored, that you might save our city. Let it be so in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. We will give you praise for what you would do in our world. This is your world. We're just living in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Put those hands together one more time for the word of the Lord. Luke chapter 2 is a very familiar passage. Thank you, minstrels, for your help. A very familiar passage that we read during the Christmas season. Here we see many things occurring in the scripture here that I don't have time to draw from. But we see a young couple that find themselves in a type of quagmire. The woman is pregnant and the man that she's married to is not the father. But thank God for grace and mercy. Thank God for people who can handle tragedy or missteps in life and even move with dignity when they don't understand everything that they experience. Mary found herself with child, even though she was not with a man. And there are people who want to debate whether this is true or not. Yet in the 21st century, we have what we call artificial insemination. There are women who are giving birth to children and they've never been with a man. Why is it so difficult for us to believe that the Holy Ghost could do the thing, the same thing, without medical science, when it's possible for man to do it today? So there's a lot of people that like to debate the miracle working power of the Lord. Yet man is able to do miraculous things with medicine today. They're actually growing flesh now. From fetuses, they can take a cell and multiply it. Why can't God grow a limb out? Why can't God heal a body? Why can't God save a body? Why can't God turn cancer? Why can't God heal diabetes? Why can't God cause leprosy to go back? If we put these things, the confidence in our medical professionals, why can't we believe God for the same thing? I just want to submit to you that this young couple found themselves in a situation here where it could have divided the house, but they held close to their faith. And in the midst of it all, she gives birth to the babe that was not Joseph's seed. Yet in the line of Joseph, the Bible says the young man handled himself with dignity. Glory to God. They couldn't find room in a hotel, so they had to go to a stable. And this will be a sign, the angel spoke to them. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling. That's what the scripture says in the King James. Wrapped in clothes or cloths, laying in a manger. Laying in the very thing that animals eat from. It became his cradle. And I'm glad he came that way. I'm glad he wasn't in the Hilton. I'm glad he wasn't in some of the fancy hotels that we like today. I'm glad he came out in the open sky. He was born low that he might save the lowest of us all. He was born in an unfortunate situation, because his aim is to heal those who are in those same issues, those same situations. The Bible says, with the shepherds who were in the field, a heavenly host came, proclaiming that a child is born in the town of Bethlehem. And this will be the sign, you'll find him wrapped in clothing, laying in a manger. And with that company of shepherds and angels, word of the Lord came, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace and goodwill to all men. Peace to men on whom God's favor rests. People who find themselves in despair, we're seeing it increase more and more in our society today, are not people who are ridiculous. People who find themselves in despair are not ridiculous people or silly people. In fact, these people who find themselves in despair often look just like you and me. They have to come to the understanding that finding meaning in life in an unfit society, in a failing world, finding meaning in life, in an unfit society, in a failing world, a deteriorating world, is about as likely as trying to find or chasing smoke in the wind. As the smoke comes up and the wind blows, it's hard to chase it down. And in the same fashion, it's hard for us to find meaning in an unfit world. And that's why, as we spin on the wheel of circumstance, it's good to have a strong faith that your feet are grounded in. There are people who are experiencing despair. And if you're taking notes, write it down. Despair means to lose hope. So people are losing hope today. People are giving up. That's what despair means. They give up. They abandon their faith because of trials and traumas. Despair is tied to the word, to words like anxiety, misery. And one of the roots of a miser or a stingy person is the word miser, which means miserable. Stingy, you're miserable if you can't give nothing up. And I'll preach myself happy. Another word for despair is hopelessness. Hopelessness and gloom is another familiar word that ties with despair, anguish, and despondency. The Bible says in Psalm 126, verse 5, those who sow in tears, who sow while they're dealing with despair, who sow while they're dealing with hopelessness, who stay focused and stay concrete and resolute in their resolve, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. Hallelujah. So we can't stop you from experiencing despair sometime, but we can encourage you to keep on sowing and to keep on giving and to keep on being like Christ and to keep on moving toward the light. Because if you sow in tears, the greater the harvest for your life. If you sow in tears, the Bible says you will reap with songs of joy. You got to sow and still praise him. You got to cry and still give him the glory. You got to go through your time and your struggle and still stay focused. Verse 6 says, he who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow. Notice God won't allow you to go through a trial without giving you a seed to sow. And if you sow the seed while you're weeping, you can expect the harvest to come back. The Bible says, he who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow. Look at the word. Will return with songs of joy. You will return. I like that. You're coming back again. If you go out and you sow seed as you're going out, glory to God, you're going to come back with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with you. In other words, while you're coming back, he's going to increase your harvest. Glory to God. You can't go through a weeping season or a bad time giving God glory, praise, and honor and not expect for God to return it back to you 100-fold. Good God from Zion. Not only will you come back with a song in your mouth, but you're going to have sheaves in your arms. I'm talking about an abundance, and I'm just decreeing and declaring. I don't want to get ahead of myself because we got a New Year's Eve service that we call Ignite, and we got a whole nother service that's coming on this next Sunday when we step into the new. But I want to just give you a little peek. God's going to blow your mind in 2023. God's going to blow your mind in 2023. The world may be in despair, and we go through times of despair, but let me tell you something. We're not going to stay there forever. I'm coming out full. I went in empty, but I'm coming out full. Say that with me. I went in empty, but I'm coming out full. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I went into that situation empty. I had dreams and I had visions about God doing great things. But when I come out, because I sowed seed, glory to God, I'm going to come out with sheaves in my arms. I went in not knowing how it's going to work and I got my heart hurt. But when I come out, I'm just decree and declare, you're coming out more than a conqueror. Man, I almost sung a song. I'm coming.
I'm coming.
I'm coming out. I don't know about you, but I'm coming out. I'm coming out more than a conqueror. I'm coming out with vision. I'm coming out with power. I'm coming out with focus. I'm coming out more than a conqueror. The Bible is full of people. The Bible is full, replete of people who had experienced despair, and they came out. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 11 is flooded with them. I call it the Hall of Fame chapter, or the Hall of Hope. For faith is the substance of things expected or hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is filled with people who only found hope at the bottom of their hopelessness. I mean, they had the experience hopelessness and got to the bottom of, not to the top of it. Like there's no way out. And God brought them out. One of the things the enemy is after in this season, he's after the faith of God's people. He wants it to fail while you're going through your trial, or shipwreck it. But I decree and declare that your faith will stay buoyant no matter how the wind blows or how the water fills your boat. Just keep Row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, merrily, merrily. Life, amen. And when the Bible said, when God turns your captivity, your trial will seem just like a dream. Let me tell you something. God's about to turn some things. When you look back over 2022, you're going to say, man, that just must have been a dream, because the blessing is so great. The power is so real. The electricity is so electrifying. The harvest is so ripe. Glory to God. I don't have time to be thinking about what they did to me. Actually, thank you for doing it. It helped me to focus. So when we look at Hebrews 11, there are people here who went through despair, but there's hope for you. Like Abel, his faithfulness was repaid with murder. He did nothing wrong. He was innocent, but his faithfulness was repaid by murder. Read the text. Enoch found meaning, so much so, not in this world, but in God, that he was raptured out, which means he didn't identify with anybody. Think about what I'm saying. He walked with God. He didn't walk with his family. He didn't walk with his community. He didn't walk with anyone. Just walking with God, so much so that he's taken out, which means he had no meaning in this world. He never experienced love. Yet he found favor with God. The scripture is replete with people who feel despair. Noah was the greatest alcoholic of the Old Testament. I know he built an ark, but I'm talking about despair. He had a problem. The Bible says when he got off the ark, he planted a vineyard and it grew, and he took the grapes and fermented them, and then he got drunk on his own success. And don't look at Noah wrong, because many of us are doing the same thing. It's when God starts blessing us, we forget what brought us through. And if you're not careful, the more money you make, the more you'll push away from the principles of God. That's why he cracks our legs sometimes, to get us back in the way. Because it's easy to drink the wine of your own success. Let's toast. You better put that bottle down. Put the Patron down. Put the Cavassier down. And pick up Jesus. Pick up the Holy Spirit. And drink until you feel. Don't be drunk with wine where there is excess. It's Christmas, son. But be filled with the Spirit. Abraham did the unthinkable. Some of it was very disparaging. He was so caught up with God. When God said, give your son, he abandoned everything that he felt to lad. You don't think despair was tied to that? Yes, it was. But when you obey God, climbing up Mount Moriah on one side, provision is coming up on the other side. while you're climbing. You can't see it because you're on the rough side of the mountain. But on the other side, he's sending provision. And I decree and declare that provision will meet you at the top of your despair. Glory to God. In your worst moment, you got to put your confidence in God. He can turn it around. Glory to God. Come on, Fred Hammond. Late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around and he's going to work in my favor. Don't let your faith fail. Thank you, Lord. Sarah was so undervalued by her husband that two times he said, I don't know her. He goes into Egypt and said, who is this? I don't know her. So she stands alone. So much so where Pharaoh said, well, I'll take her. You don't think she felt despair to be abandoned like that? It happened twice. Now, most ladies, they say the first time is your mistake. But if it happens the second time, it's my mistake now. Despair, if you let it get to you, it will speak louder than the Holy Ghost. But if you let the word get in your heart, you can overcome any issue that's coming at you. And if you go out with tears, you will reap with sheaves of joy. Isaac found out that his son lied to him when he was on his deathbed. His son Jacob lied to him and disguised himself and got the blessing. He didn't realize it until he couldn't do nothing about it. You don't think he felt despair? His own son, the one that he raised. Jacob was that same liar. Then God blesses him. Don't tell me God can't turn mess around. Jacob is the one that lied to his daddy and God still blessed him. That's why many of us need to forgive. Amen? Because God can bless the person that hurt you the worst. He stole his brother's birthright, yet it was a part of God's divine plan. I don't understand it. He stole and he was still pleasing to God. You know why? Because God looked deep in the man. When he was at Bethel, he said, if you bring me back to this place, I'll give you 20% tithe. God knows a man's heart. You're looking at an issue. God's going to bless some of you because you're givers. Amen. You're tore from the floor. Nobody can trust you, but he knows when he puts seed in your hand, you're going to write a check. That's how he works. And the ones that are righteous won't give nothing.
I ain't giving nothing to God.
The ones that never did and don't think about God when 10,000 comes. They just spend it. But in this season, we got to learn how to sow into the kingdom of God as well. You don't think Joseph felt despair? Sold into slavery when he was born free? But God imprisoned the man and set him free. Moses felt despair because Moses was born the prince of Egypt, but found himself wandering in the wilderness without purpose and prophesying to the king's kids or to the Israelites that they would enter into a promised land. He saw it, but didn't enter into it. I'm just still in Hebrews chapter 11. People that have despair. I can go on with Gideon and Barak and Samson, the judges of Israel, who all came to their demise. Samuel, the last judge who anointed two kings of Israel, and his own sons hurt his heart so bad that he died in despair. While he was doing the work of the kingdom, he wasn't a good family man. And his sons, the Bible said, they departed from it. His very own blood departed from the faith. Here David himself finds himself being a man after God's own heart, but failed many times in his life, literally, physically, and emotionally. Despair
is coming. Despair is here, but I decree joy is here as well.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Joy to the World, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2212-2508. That's reference number 2212-2508.
Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to register for the Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo. Awaken Women's Sunday School will resume Sunday, January 8th. So join Pastor Sabrina in sharpening your picture of the Word of God as Awaken 2023 Bible Study launches the Old Testament Survey. Get ready to learn about creation, the patriarchs, the prophets, books of poetry, and more. As 2022 draws to an end, we invite you to join us for our Ignite 2023 Worship Experience on Saturday, December 31st. Doors will open at 8 p.m. and the experience starts at 9 p.m. So come early to get your seat. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Up you.